Welcome back, MGTOW Men. So today, I just got done with a 13-hour workday. Didn't really have time to conjure up much of a script, but thankfully there's content from guys like you out there that supplies the fuel for videos when I don't have the full amount of time to pour into the content. And I hope you enjoy this one. It's one of my favorite emails, okay? And it's a story that touches on the illusion of the Christian woman, the church girl. And while you may still have a better chance with that woman, that is a quote-unquote conservative or Christian, you still don't have a surefire chance. And that's really what we go MGTOW for. There's so much uncertainty in the world. There's so much uncertainty in human behavior and in patterns. Even though people show patterns, you don't know how they're going to act over a 20 or 30-year span if you're going to get married. And because you can't bank on these things and the weeds are even stronger, the foliage is thicker, the path is not as clear. You can't bank on relationships like you might have been able to bank on before. Because another thing, honor is destroyed as well. There is no honor in loyalty. There is no honor in being loyal. And you don't know, and you can never know, okay? And you don't know. A woman's mind might be blowing like a dandelion in the wind, a leaf blowing through the sky. Okay, her morals, her faith, and most dear to you, her commitment may go. So protect yourself, and I hope this email reaches you and supplies the words that it cannot. What's up, Sunrise Hoodie? I have a video idea if you want it. So true story. A couple years ago, I met this girl. Oh no, I've heard this said before. When I first met her, she showed me pictures of her building houses in the Dominican Republic. She told me that church was very important to her, and that through her faith, anything was possible. Before we began dating, she asked if I believed in Christ, and I said yes. I was brought up Catholic. She slowly got me into going to a Christian church that her family went to, and I noticed that after a while, the people in the church were very odd, and they all talked smack on one another. The younger adults were all screwing each other, and they were all fake to each other. Other people, I felt, looked down on me because they felt they were more Christian than I was. So I told her, we need to find our own church, and we did just that. Sometimes I wouldn't want to go to church on Sunday, and we'd get into arguments over it. Sometimes I would just drop her off and then pick her up. I hated when she would force me to go. After a year and a half later, I asked her to marry me. In my eyes at the time, I saw she was a good Christian girl. Her parents were still married. She was good with kids. She was educated, going to be a nurse, and I felt she really loved me. As soon as I put the ring on her finger, she started to change for the worst. She started being very controlling. She became very needy for attention. She was very materialistic. She had anxiety issues, and she would start arguments with me for no reason. At this time, I felt I couldn't break off the marriage because I was too deep in it already, and I was hoping things would get better. And this is the plight that many men experience in marriages today. This is the plight that they go through. They try to be the repairers, and oftentimes this has happened with nice guys more often. I know I've been with one before where you think things that can be repairable. I hope things get better. But the thing is, these tendencies that this woman shows you for once, they've been there before in her life. They were there. They were pre-existing things. And you can't change those things. You are likely not going to be able to be the counselor to fix it. Before our marriage, we had met with the pastor a few times so he could give us advice, and he wanted to get to know us. It's a good thing. One night, I just got done working 10 hours and I didn't want to go. She got into this huge argument with me on our drive there, and I told her I wasn't going in. So she went up to the pastor and told him we need to reschedule because I was grumpy. The girl threw me under the bus and embarrassed me. Meanwhile, I paid for everything during our relationship, including cars, cell phones, credit cards, apartments, vacations. She showed no appreciation because she was an entitled princess raised by her parents who had money. And after the marriage, I bought us a beautiful house close to her parents' home. And on the same day, we got the keys to the house. I believe he implies after they got married. We got keys to the house. She graduated nursing school. As soon as we walked into the home, she got into an argument about me changing the locks. The house was in my name only, but in my state, since she's my wife, she only needs to sleep in the house for one night for it to be legally hers as well. Gosh. She slept there two nights and left me. She ended up filing for divorce and moved in with another man who was twice her age. Two nights. Two. It was predetermined. The guy owned a restaurant and promised her she could open one for herself. Long story short, it's called preemptive promises. You see that in a lot of those types of relationships that hook up. Long story short, he smashed her and dashed. She came running back to me, and she said she wanted to start a family. I told her, no, I don't love you anymore. Good. So she ended up taking half my money out of all my accounts without my approval. She got half the profit of the house when we sold it. Today, she's a nurse and got pregnant by her old high school boyfriend and named her child the same name she wanted to name our future baby. In conclusion, I can't blame the religion. I'm blaming her. She would preach that she was a Christian but didn't follow the Bible. And as my wife, she didn't submit to me. She wanted to wear the pants in the relationship even though the order is God, man, woman, then children. The vows she told me at our wedding, she didn't keep. She was very materialistic. She loved when I bought her expensive items. She was a total fraud and turned her back on God and me as well. She was a drive-by Christian who went to church on Sundays. It was for status and to make herself look good and feel good. And watch out for born-again Christians. I hope you guys can learn from my story and don't be fooled like I was. So thanks. Thanks so much for sharing. Really, this was a great story and one that I know will reach a lot of men. And I don't know what I really can add to this, guys. The main point that I want you guys to extrapolate, and I'm sure that you've already gathered this just through my reading, is that when we go MGTOW, we go because tomorrow you don't know the views and the changes that can occur in a person that is not grounded in their identity. Okay, this could be in a marriage, this could be in a friendship. All right, this is not just solely focused on women and girlfriends and marriages. Okay, you have to be smart with all the people that you put in your life. And the thorns of this world, the weeds, the glittering gold can tempt us away from the things that we believe, which, you know, her faith, you know, but the stresses of the world, her own anxiety that was already there was present with her, and it took her away from that. It took her away from you, all right? She was not able to play the long game and look to the future. Men will turn from you. Women will turn from you. And the only thing that you can rely on and bank on is the next step that you're going to make and the decisions that you know will be made, because they have predetermined these things as well. If she slept there for 2 nights, this was predetermined. And it's scary that we have to live in a world like this, but this doesn't mean you can't trust anyone. Just don't find your value in them. Never place your value in another person. Never find your identity in another human. You can trust them with some information. You can trust them to do certain things. It's not healthy if you don't have any trust. But when you have sex with a person, you sign a contract with them, you live in the same home with that person, and it's between a man and a woman in today's world and marriage, you expose yourself and you expose your own identity. It rests in another person's palm. And I think of this with the greatest people in the world's history. The conquerors, the greatest businessmen, innovators, and athletes, even these people have sex and expose themselves and give themselves over to women. When you have sex with a woman, you're more vulnerable than you've ever been in your life. And I don't care if it is in marriage or out of marriage and you're just pulling a one-night stand. In any of these scenarios, you turn yourself over into the most weak and vulnerable way possible. Even those that have fought as gladiators, as warriors, they have done this. They have fallen. Remember this, Bill Clinton, we can all turn into one. And she'll turn into Monica Lewinsky. And Wilt Chamberlain supposedly had sex with 10,000 women. He's a Hall of Fame basketball player, one of the greatest ever. And imagine this number of women that were total lowlifes, yet a Hall of Famer would stoop that low and become one with them. And the message behind all of this, when you do this, when you engage at this level with another human, you're accepting that you can take these shots, okay? And that you can, you know, go through with it. You can take that risk. Do you want to? I know I don't. You never know what will happen. And this is one example of a number of instances in which this story has been run by me. I recently spoke with a brother when he was elaborating on getting married to a girl that he met while at Bible college. This girl seemed perfect, innocent, and like one that would stay truthful and married and committed to him. As a man truly puts himself out there and makes a commitment that he is willing to make as he foregoes any security they would otherwise have, you become so exposed, okay? Men will do this. This is the plight that we have. We want this commitment. I think he said that 8 years in, I'm amazed it made it that long. Things started to falter. Things started to slip. I don't know if there are moral indicators of this, but soon they got divorced. Things began to get toxic. So while he is now single, which is good, I believe that he said that she quickly got with another man. And thankfully, no kids were had between two of them. This is a couple that was planning on being missionaries together, though. They likely had shared Bible studies and prayers together. So when I'm asked about the security of the alternative to find a conservative church-going girl, I just want to caution you guys of this. There's no guarantee here. This is not your safe out. There's no guarantee overall anywhere with any woman. Convenient Christianity, convenient branding to get the man. It's called chameleoning, and many people employ this. When push comes to shove and standards are really tested in life, identities are really tested. Then people fall, and then the divorces occur. It's the brokenness of human nature. It's a brokenness of our current world. And while I'm not a nihilist, I'm certainly a skeptic. And you can never know when that eject button could be hit. Even if that eject button is accidentally hit, it's tapped by an elbow, it's coming by, it still ends up getting tapped, bottom line. She leaves you to get tapped by the other restaurant owner, the fun and exciting alternative to your stable life that you'd otherwise provide. And I could go on a full exegesis of this in this video, but we don't need that today. We need a reminder about the uncertainties and the illusion of the church girl. And not bashing church girls, okay? I'm not bashing going to church and men that are trying to live that life. I'm just saying that all church girls are not like this, and they are not like that, okay? It's a gray world that we live in. Black and white does not exist, but when it comes to choosing women, that gray certainly errs more towards the spectrum of being dark right now. So be careful, man. Learn from the story. Share yours, and I will look into further depth and hope to do anything I can to offer some advice. So to do so, you know what to do, sunrisehoodie@gmail.com or on Twitter @sunrisehoodie. Hoodies are up, brother. Hoodie is out. Enjoy the Thursday.